Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Paradigm Shifters. And boy, oh boy, we got a lot of paradigm shifting going on the planet at this time. As we know, all kinds of things are changing, and we've got change agents and change restrainers out there in positions of power, my goodness. So I've brought in someone who has a terrific amount of experience learning about what's going on, is also a staunch metaphysician and healer in his own right, and one of my compadres on BBS Radio. Welcome to the show, Christopher Rudy.
Oh, thank you, Veronica. It's good to be on.
And your show is called Cosmic Love. I'll give you a little boost here.
Cosmic Love, yep. Yep. Saturday evening, it's East Coast time. It's 5 p.m. And, well, that would be a West Coast time. It's 8 p.m. East Coast time. And I'm in Montana, so it's 6 p.m. my time.
Well, do you do callers? What do you do?
Well, usually I interview people who send me books, you know, people a lot smarter than me. I get to talk with them. They send me their books. I read them. Whistleblowers on the Secret Space program on the show. I've had, you know, Foster Gamble with the Thrive Movement and different. I sometimes have relationship experts, you know, as the host of Cosmic Love. I want to, you know, address that subject occasionally.
Well, I noticed you use the word love. In I want to get down to the whole deception versus reality, but I want people to understand that you're using love. You're an intuitive and a metaphysician, right?
Yeah, and when I use, of course, the concept of love that I'm referring to is a frame of reference for cosmic law, you know, and the frames of reference, really, it's spiritual geometry, or I call it geometrically ordered divinity, a frame of reference for cosmic law that is the love model. Of course, God is love, and I have a way of framing the concept along what I call more enlightened lines of spiritual geometry, or geometrically ordered divinity. God is love, is G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity. Mm-hmm. And the higher dimensional frame of reference for this, the love aspect, of course, is heart coherence as well as mind congruence, not just left brain frames of reference, but a right brain coherence. You know, the spirit of the law is heart coherence, which is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of joy or holy compassion. And, you know, true divine love is a coherence function.
Well, does that mean that we can actually shift our reality by being coherent like that?
Well, that's really the heart of the matter. You know,
literally the heart of the matter. Yeah,
the matter, the spirit that matters. You know, mind congruence follows from heart coherence.
Right. Okay.
And being centered and connected. You know, like the philosophic calm, the eye of the hurricane. You know, the center. Being centered and connected and with that philosophic calm, you know, you can have the swirl all around you, but if you're centered and connected, you have God vision. And, of course, the higher the concept of God, love, vision, the greater the results. So creating a frame of reference for, you know, our left brain, you know, which is the cognitive functions of pattern recognition in the left brain, is a linear, logical function, whereas the right brain is more intuitive and nonlinear. It's like and so the model of the linear is the L in the love model. The nonlinear is the circle O in the love model. Mm-hmm. The V is a synthesis of the L and the O, you know, L-O, you know, synthesis, antithesis, synthesis. And, you know, of course, the synergy of when you're balanced and centered and connected, you're in your heart, you know, heart coherence with mind congruence, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. So the synergy of the synthesis of the L-O in the V, whether it's in the upper brain or the lower brain, you know, the reptilian brain is more reactive and the upper brain is more proactive. You have these dimensions within the holodeck of the brain field. You know, between the ears, there's a field of consciousness from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain. Okay. You might say. And, of course, you got the pineal gland, you know, when you're centered and connected in your heart, you might say you're you know, then you can have God vision, you know, because you're already heart coherent when you're in your heart.
Well, let me ask you a very simple plebeian question. How much of humanity is in that kind of consciousness by now? How much of us as a species is moving up into that? Is it going to happen without our consciousness or with it?
This is happening now. We've hit critical mass. Some people are calling it a zero point. There's a lot of people, and of course, it's not quantity as much as quality. You know, one in God is the majority. And there's enough people that are centered and connected on the planet that there's a resonance of that frequency, which corresponds, of course, with the Schumann resonance to the Earth. That frequency is going up.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
We're entering into more of the higher alpha theta range, the different frequency things, correspondence of, when I say frequency things, the frequency bands of the higher mental body, which corresponds more to the lower etheric, spiritual, you know, unity field, in the unified field, the unity consciousness, it's being called. But it's, you know, this unified field of, you know, of in the higher etheric is really, you know, some people refer to it as fifth dimensional consciousness.
Let me ask you this, Chris. I see, you know, I'm also an intuitive, and I have seen for a long time that there are downloads coming through the universes which are being probably explained by the way you're talking, but my perception has been that it's downloading and we have the opportunity to absorb or integrate those, which is, seems to be happening. You're saying we're at critical mass.
Oh, there's no question about it. What's happening is the photonic light from the great central sun, you know, gets stepped down through our solar system. But it's through us, and it carries. It's a carrier wave, just like laser light will carry 1,000 video and audio messages. You know, on a carrier beam of light, it can be a carrier wave. Well, this photonic light from the great central sun is basically, a carrier wave, and they refer to it as gamma rays.
Okay.
But they're carrier waves. And our quantum science is just beginning to understand, you know, this whole science of, you know, quantum science and quantum reality, that we are connected basically to, frequencies and energies, you know, the harmonics, you know, through our DNA and through our consciousness and, again, through the coherence factor. And, you know, whether we're congruent or not is whether we're coherent or not largely. But the fabric of time and space throughout the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe, the fabric of that, one of the standards in that fabric throughout the universe, from the atomic to the galactic, is this coherence factor. And, you know, it's like the golden ratio algorithm. It's the gold standard, you might say, of harmonics holding together the fabric of the universe. You know,
okay,
really,
well, let's draw it down to the
God.
Let's draw it down a little bit, just so that you don't lose your audience here, because you're so intelligent and you're so full of information. I want to make sure we can embody what's going on. So you're saying it steps down in us, right? So we get to be an evolving species as a result, because we are vibrational beings first and foremost, are we not?
Again, this is the whole path of eternal progression, you know, is basically the path towards union with, you know, our own I Am presence, God self, real self, higher self, Christ self. You know, you might say our higher mental body, Christ self, is the mediator for our I Am presence, the presence of you know, God as, you know, again, a higher understanding of the order of the universe, you know, and it really is. There are simple principles, you know. Edgar Cayce talked about the law of one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got the law of the two in one, which is polarity rather than versus duality. And, you know, of course, in the 3D, we tend to see things in a polarized duality thing rather than the polarity, unity, and diversity. Unity and diversity, polarity is the two in one. Mm-hmm. And the three in one, we're back to that Trinity again. And this is back to that love model I was referring to.
And back to shapes, geometric shapes and so on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And really, this is when I say the order of the universe, anyone that's really studied astrology know that it's all based on geometrically ordered divinity. In other words, like you've got squares, oppositions, which is like a right dynamic energy fields. You've got conjunctions, which is a blending of energies, you know, which is, you know, round magnetic energy fields blending. You've got trines, and you've got sextiles, which are like, there's like it's a relationship of the first two, you might say.
Okay.
But it's a harmonic aspect, a radiant, called, you know, regarding radiant energy fields, and these are the whole universe is right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy field from an atomic to a galactic level. And these three principles, like the law of the one, and again, round magnetic energy fields, the law of the two and one, right dynamic energy fields, like squares and oppositions in astrology, and you've got the law of the three and one, which is like the trines, the trinity. And you know, which, and you've got also sextiles as an aspect of that, which is a harmonic aspect.
But it's all relationship of vibrations to one another, isn't it? All moving up out in the universes, no matter where you are. Is it not all moving up simultaneously?
It's all relationships. It's like the men tend to be more left brain dominant. You know, they feel with their thinking. Women tend to be more right brain dominant. They think with their feelings. and you've got
I have to feel
that
about that, Christopher. Come on.
tend to, because you get alpha females and you get omega males, and it gets mixed up. Of course, when you're balanced, you know, you've got the best of both worlds, and there's a synergy at a much higher level. And that's what, you know, that's what marriage is. That's what that's what a love relationship is.
That synergy you talked about, that can be something, if we're conscious and intentional, we can choose to move into that together, can we not? I mean, it doesn't happen.
Just like you and me, it's like we're having a dance, and I'm really into country two-step swing dancing, and to make a tangible analogy here, you know, this is my favorite thing after blogging on the computer with my Heartcom network all week, and then my radio show. That's how I decompress on Saturday evening. I'll go country swing dancing, and I used to be a competition figure skater, so my favorite thing was spinning.
Oh wow!
You know, like a twirling dervish. I was fire on ice, and yeah, it was my formative years. I mean, I danced with Peggy Fleming at private parties after our ice shows.
Wow.
You know, do you remember Peggy?
I do remember that. It's a long time ago.
Olympic gold medalist. Well, yeah, we're talking about, 45 years ago? I'm not 20-something anymore, but I dance like I'm 20-something. That's my weekend cardio, you know.
But you know what's lovely about that is that as the frequencies are moving, when we dance, we're more able to kind of get in attunement with them and allow them to move through us more, are we not?
That's exactly the point I was getting to. In the dance, you know, a good leader is a good follower. In other words,
that's so a synergy in itself, right?
I'm following the thresholds of tolerance and ability of whoever I'm dancing with, because, you know, I dance with different ladies, and they all have, everyone has a different ability to respond. And so being sensitive to that responsiveness. And, you know, you might say the divine masculine, when I'm centered and connected and basically in my heart and with that sensitivity to whoever I'm dancing with, like I'm dancing with you right now, basically.
Right.
You know, then I'm listening also, and I'm following, you know, your questions and following your lead sometimes. And in the case of when you're dancing, you're spinning and you're going through all these motions, and there's certain rules, like there's rules of the universe, there's cosmic law that all of us are following or should follow, whether we know it or like it or not. There's this order of the universe, and there's laws. Well, there's laws when you're country swing dancing. There's principles.
And being being conscious. And because you and I were speaking before we got into this interview about, to me, is the waves of consciousness moving through, and how you're describing that, I'm going, it's like we can enter those waves of consciousness more gracefully and more taking full advantage of them, can we not?
Oh yeah, and
through
it's
dancing.
thrilling, and it's thrilling, and it's fun, and the dance is, you know, it can be just wonderful. To the extent that there is that harmonic give and take and flow with a divine direction, you might say, you know, a direction that is a win-win with both spinning and both being centered and connected and spinning at the same time. It's like the singing violet flame, you know, the Holy Spirit of love and action. You know, there's that, you know, and you those with second sight, as you know, can see that in people's aura. And what that violet really is the combination of the blue and the pink. It's the alpha and the omega. And the blue and the pink, the blue and the pink make violet. So the Holy Spirit of love and action, you know, this like the violet spinning flame, you know, and with dancing in that spirit, you know, basically it's a dance with and through the Holy Spirit and the joy and the fun that comes. For me, that's recreation. That's recreation.
I love that. Okay, so we're going to make a wild jump. Are you ready, Mr. Spinner? Because
let's do it.
We got some big dancing going on with our special administrative doodah and the amount of change that's happening in human potential in our socially constructed law making and all that, the government, per se. And you've written something called Deception Versus Reality. And I wonder if you can explain to people in terms of the consciousness, which is vibrationally moving through our entire species, and some are catching up with it or employing it or integrating it and so on. What the heck's happening with this other faction? What's the learning curve?
This is literally the biggest show in our sector of the universe right now.
Wow.
This is the big show on Earth. This Earth is about to pop into a collective unity consciousness, and there's a matriculation in the matrix of the global mind going on right now. So all this drama has kind of reached a peak because the internet is an instant, everywhere interactive metaphor for the internet, you know, the quantum field of the global mind, the global consciousness.
I always say it's training wheels for our empathy and our intuition and so on as well.
That's right. And it's reached a critical mass. You've got about 4+ billion global netizens that are interacting on the internet and social networks. I mean, there's 1.8 billion people on Facebook alone worldwide, interactive social networks. And so it's like, it's
billion. I just didn't realize it was that heavy, but I guess it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And well, it's that light. you know, it's things are lightening up because what's happening, there's a unity consciousness that's being co-created with the interaction in social networks worldwide.
Okay.
And there's universal translation capabilities. Like with Facebook, you can be speaking to someone in China or Russia and it'll translate, you know.
I know. And it's so instantaneous, which is another mind-boggling.
Instantaneous. So we've got a global village. You know, the family of mankind is now in a global village in principle.
Mm.
In practice, what's happening is the internet is culturing social conscience in our social networks. And this social conscience is a unity conscience. It's, you know, what's best for all. And so what's happening on these interactive social networks like Facebook and other social networks and with blogs, which are interactive, you know, that you're seeing response, you know, the origination and the evaluation of programming that is looping, you know, then people see the response and then they create new programming that people evaluate. And basically, you've got an electronic update of our core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, but it's an electronic upgrade because now you have electronic town hall meetings, you know, of freedom of assembly, and you've got freedom of the speech, people originating and evaluating, you know, responding, and then new programs are created. So you've got what's called information's ecology, the recycling of general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. Mm-hmm. Regarding all the things that have been covered up, you know, all the false flags and the fake news is all being exposed. And, of course, the perpetrators of the fake news and the false flags are going freaking crazy. You know, and you're seeing the chaos in the media, but you can't even turn on the TV where it's just so thick, you know, and it's just so repugnant. You know, if you're somewhat enlightened, that you want to do a media fast, you don't even want to see the boob tube.
But we have to know, don't we? I always say one of the things I think that Trump is useful for is that he's very transparent about being a liar, and a lot of it's been hidden through the years.
Yeah, I think what's happened is the people that brought him to power, you know, and most people don't know about the Mercers, the hedge fund, and the whole story about, you know, how he was.
Well, tell us.
Banner,
we need to hear more.
You know Banner, you know, the
Bannon,
the alt-right thing,
Breitbart,
Breitbart, and the way they and Mercer was this hedge fund guy, billionaire, you know, one of the most in a Renaissance hedge funds, and the story of him and how he put you know, millions and millions of dollars into Trump there at the last minute and brought on the analytics. His hedge fund is famous for the algorithm analytics regarding the psychographics of the population and what they want to hear.
Okay.
So basically, Bannon and Breitbart and all, you know, the alt-right, that's what the flyover America, you know, between the East Coast and West Coast, the people in, you know, the heartland America want to hear and believe. So what happened was that they
I mean, so he used the programming to enhance their desire for this change. Eh?
Well, basically, he spoke to what people wanted to hear, and he was his scripting and everything by a Breitbart and this team that put millions and millions of dollars behind him there at the last minute. Of course, he was getting a lot of free publicity anyway.
Oh my gosh!
And he was I'm sure ordained or preordained before this embodiment to come to this position, whether he knows it or likes it or not. I mean, when I say that unconsciously, a lot of us are not fully aware of the soul contracts we made before we came into embodiment, but we're acting it out the best we can.
But think of Nostradamus. Nostradamus talked about him, right? So it's an old contract.
I've heard that, and I really believe it's all in divine order. Mm-hmm. All of this big drama that we're seeing is like, you could say it's the darkness before the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, light brings up all unlike itself. And the brighter the light, which is happening with the rays of the Schumann resonance and the mm-hmm. rays to the higher ranges of frequencies of consciousness that resonate with the Schumann resonance of the earth, as that frequency increases, there's more, so to speak, light of consciousness, higher 4D, 5D, that's starting to break through with a lot of people, and it casts bright, dark shadows. You know, the more light, the darker the shadows.
I know.
So it seems like things are really, really dark right now, but really it's just the lights come up to where we're seeing what before, what we considered normal because we came to live with it, which is 3D, a lot of 3D insanity, is now becoming, people realize that this has been insane. You know, the endless war for peace, you know, the disease care instead of a health care system, which is what I'm really into. And that's one of the things I talk a lot about on my show and my blog to keep it positive, is that there are holistic healing directions that are just bursting on the scene globally, with the internet, you know, exposing it, just like there's holistic healing in the collective conscience of humanity.
Okay, before we get into that, I want to ask you a few more questions about this, like the administration and so on. And you had mentioned earlier about the deep state political structure. As an intuitive, I don't know. I don't read a lot of politics because it makes me crazy. But always knew that we don't actually vote on what's happening. Like we aren't given that information. And I see that your article is called Deception versus Reality. Yeah, it's that deep control group. Can you talk a bit about that? Do you know much about that?
Yeah, that's something that is you might say it's the dark side of the force, and the more you get into the light side of the force, again, it creates clear definition with shadows, the shadow government, the deep state, the corporatocracy, oligarchy, which has been, you know, inverting, subverting, and perverting democracy. For some time, it came out in the open with Citizens United decision back in 2010.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, the corporatocracy virtually took over in front of all of us, and it's like in our face now. And again, people just can't wrap their head around the idea that all the first principles of representative democracy have been co-opted by the 0.001% oligarchy, corporatocracy, billionaires, who basically have co-opted power to profit and ownership and control of all of our social, political, and economic institutions. And
taking away supportive people, all kinds of taking away. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But if some of us are getting lighter and lighter and more people, as you say, critical mass and so on, there's a danger there. If we see this incredibly vehement control over people going on, and if we get more light, what's going to happen then? Are we just going to have a big noose around our neck, or are we going to shift dimensions, or what?
Well, see, the good news here is that the whole aspect of the Internet and the revolution in higher consciousness that has resulted with the Internet has created a general enlightenment worldwide. And with that enlightenment, people become aware of things that they never knew existed that are just horrible, from pedophilia to the deep state of oligarchy control. And a lot of people don't want to go there. They don't want to get into politics because it's just entrenched with these conflicting special
interests. Is deep state like the Rothschild, or is it something more a deeper community?
Deep state, the way it's usually defined, is all these institutions like the 17 intelligence agencies and the corporatocracy and all these forces that don't go away with the elections. They're still there, and they're still influencing. Mm-hmm. They're still lobbying. They're paying off.
And they had to do with the First World War and the Second World War and all of those different things.
Oh, yeah. The banksters are, you might say, the heart of the beast. You know, mm-hmm. the international banking, of course, the Federal Reserve is like, I call it the false flag Fed. It's not federal, and it has no reserves. It's a privately owned corporation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can't wrap their head around that. So a lot of people can't wrap their head around the deep state, because a lot of our core institutions, like the healthcare system, it's not a healthcare system. It's a disease care system.
I know.
There's no money in health for the disease care system. And people can't, a lot of people, they believe in their doctors religiously, that the doctors have, their best interest at heart, to make them healthy. And they believe that religiously, and they just can't hear that the medical industrial complex with Big Pharma is bigger than the military industrial complex.
Well,
and that the medical industrial complex, that it operates by corporate law, that wherever profits are at stake, the stockholders come before the public. So it's like profits before people. So you've got Big Pharma. There are 6 of the 10 largest, most profitable companies in America are actually Big Pharma companies. We're talking about Wall Street.
Is it true that was one of the Democratic strongholds as well? Somebody told me that, and I was shocked.
You can't even talk. Both Democrats and Republicans are both, they're both bought off by lobbies of the largely, virtually owned and controlled by the medical industrial and military industrial complex and the banksters. This is the deep state. These are corporations and corporate interests, and the 0.001% who own and control these corporate giant corporate conglomerates, like the 6 giant media conglomerates, are all.
And that's the other thing I was going to mention. Media scares me.
Yeah,
like,
the media.
Oh,
the media. So that's why we get all the fake news, because most of the news, the ABC, CBS, CNN,
even
the
PBS these days, yeah.
And CBS too.
No, PBS. PBS.
Oh yeah, public propaganda service. PBS is it's all deep state disinformation. Not all of it. See, that's just it. The mastery of deception is usually, and this is the fallen ones or the false hierarchy throughout history. They have always co-opted light bearers by giving like a lot of truth, 99% truth, but they'll slip in the big lie.
Right.
And this gets into the whole thing of the public relations industry going back to the beginning of the century. They learned and how to begin to push the buttons of the public to basically manipulate the mass media's mass mind. And this is what's been going on with the deep state. They've made a science out of it. They use algorithms.
Mentioned this in your page that I was reading, that Google's been cutting off the income of alternative health websites.
They've been actually out and right killing leaders in the holistic health movement. You know, that when I say leaders, you know, people that are high profile, exposing, that, for example, vaccines have genetically engineered components that actually cause cancer. Well, that's been coming out for years, but extremely dangerous genetic modification and stuff in vaccines. Those who are scientifically validating it with research information coming out, a lot of those this last year have been just flat out murdered.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Oh yeah, there's been a lot, actually, on the internet. You could just Google holistic health leaders murdered. You'll get more information than you want to know. But this kind of stuff has been going on, in all industries.
So do you think that we are kind of an enslaved species trying to learn how to come out of that?
Well, you know, there are souls incarnated on the earth right now from all over our system of worlds.
Right. Okay.
You know, there, and you probably knew that, you know, that then some of them are young souls and some of them are old souls. And to be here at this time is really a great blessing, because this is a big, huge drama that is very unique, you know, and as far as a culmination, you might say the whole history of conscious evolution and souls incarnating in this 3D platform of evolution. There are all kinds of souls here that have been here like bodhisattvas throughout the process, whose intention is, you know, until all men are wholly ascended and free, you know, they keep coming back to lend their light to it. And you've got all kinds of, you know, avatars and saints and, you know, masters, you know, throughout history that have, you know, been of that ilk, who, you know, really come here for the specific reason of being electrodes of light, you know, for basically raising the frequency of the planet.
And you think we have more of those right now, right?
Well, what's happening is you've got a lot of sleepers all over the planet that are waking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are waking up to their soul contracts, and if not remembrance of past lives, but, you know, a lot of them are just waking up to the highest and best service, you know, that they vowed to, you know, perform when they came here. And so there's a linking of the light that's going on now with the internet.
Yeah, do you remember years ago when we were light workers or emerging light workers, it was really hard to meet one another?
That's true.
Now we're like tons of us, right?
Oh, you see, I use Facebook as a researching tool, and there are so many light groups on there that you can connect with, and their infographics, their videos. And there's people that have basically woken up to these tools, these basically light weaving tools, like Facebook, where once you learn how to use it for more light, you know, for better videos and better information. And of course, as you evolve with this, you get the ability to process a lot more information, you know, easier. It's like speed reading.
Right. Okay.
And you can go to these sources and find this information. And there's a synchronicity factor as people go, you know, wake up to, you know, more of the 4D, 5D thing. And of course, 4D is sometimes referred to as time. And time is nonlinear. The instant, everywhere, interactive nature of the internet is like the infinite, eternal here and now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you kind of, you know, when you evolve to kind of a 4D perspective, that the timeline, there is no, the timeline disappears. It just becomes real time. That this is, you know, the in the moment, in the collective consciousness of the planet. As you learn to navigate that, you can kind of tune into where this light is going, where, you know, what's the direct, the divine direction. And this gets into basically the archetypes of Carl Jung and the collective unconsciousness, which is really the language of consciousness that is like the programming code for the holodeck, you know, between the ears, and the global holodeck as far as the collective consciousness.
Hmm.
I mean, there's this language of consciousness that is archetypal, that are like as Jung referred to, these ancient maps of consciousness, from religious ritual structures to governmental constitutions to, you know, the creative learning process itself.
But in itself, it activates us one with the other, does it not? I mean,
that's exactly right. As you become aware of this language of consciousness, you begin to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. And that's what I write about, how that works, what that looks like, global telecare, global telecom, where this is going. And this is on my blog at Heartcom Network. And I wanted to mention that because this article you referred to, Deception versus Reality, this is the last article I did, just this last week. And I put a lot of energy into that because there's so much unreality right now, people don't know what to think about what's going on politically.
But I want to ask you again, I brought this up a few minutes ago, which is if we get lighter and lighter and we activate one another and that makes the darker, darker, where are
we? It makes the darker stand out, and it exposes the darkness and neutralizes the darkness in sharp outlines.
Oh, it does. It neutralizes it? That's what I wanted to hear.
Well, here's how it neutralizes it. You know, light, you know, transmutes darkness.
Right.
And, of course, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. But at the same time, you know, the power of love neutralizes the love of power. The ordained power of love, of light, neutralizes the inordinate love of power and the love of money, love of power, love of darkness, you might say, that's self-serving. So service to others neutralizes service to self. And what's happening is with the global internet revolution in higher consciousness, you've got service to self consciousness, social conscience is surging in social networks worldwide. And
it is
bringing the task, you might say, the dark side of the force. You know, all these self-serving special interests that have a vested interest in stockholders before the public and owning and controlling people rather than liberating and serving people, that's being exposed, and it can't go on. And the more they do crazy stuff like, you know, send missiles into Syria, the whole world of enlightened people say, okay, Trump has just exposed himself. He's gone to the side from the alt-right. He's gone to the side of the deep state, mm-hmm. and the military-industrial complex.
And talking about dancing, he's dancing with North Korea and China now.
Well,
too.
Basically, he was dancing and he tripped and he fell.
Okay.
You know, and he fell, and basically he's exposed himself. He shot himself in the foot. And what's happening now is that there's all this scrambling going on. People, you know, of course, the deep state, people like McCain and, you know, the warmongers, they're celebrating it, Democrat and Republican, because both Democratic and Republican parties are infiltrated with deep state energies, which means they get paid off by the military-industrial complex or the medical-industrial complex or the banksters. You know, it's like there's so much money that they have concentrated, and you know, all the money's gone to the top, and the middle class is just, you know, struggling to stay
alive.
But wait,
isn't the light actually being activated in kind of random samplings of banksters and also deep state power mongers or whatever we want to call them? Isn't it going to hit them as well? Is it not going to evoke in them an awakening?
Yeah, this is all going to shake out. And it's all part of the dance, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like the twirling dervish or the hurricane. You got some people that are in the eye of the hurricane, and they see all this that's going on, and it's just like with philosophic calm, it's just the justice that just is.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I mean, it's just like. But then there's other people that get caught up in the swirl. You know, they watch CNN and they get caught up in the fear, which basically spins them off into the hurricane, and of course, fear feeds the dark side of the force.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is if people can't remain philosophic and calm and just realize it's all in divine order, this is part of the big drama. You've got a million plus starships cloaked around the planet, you know, watching this thing on the plasma screen. You know, this is the biggest show in this sector of the universe.
Are some
right
of them
now.
Dark state people as well, beings as well?
No, right now the Earth has been quarantined pretty much from, you know, the this is part of the divine plan of Earth's evolutions right now. This is all foreordained or preordained. And there has been a war in heaven, so to speak, with the dark side ones. But there is right now when I say a quarantine, you know, so basically Earth can't export its nuclear stuff out into the galaxy.
Thank you, guys.
There, you know, if you follow the secret space program, as I have, and I've really followed it, you know, with people on the show over the years and the different blogs and sources I have, that what's going on right now is like there is a kind of a unique drama going on that is really the prime directive has reached a zero point thing. The prime directive of, you know, the divine direction of souls that have incarnated at this time from all over this sector of the universe, have incarnated at this time to manifest basically this evolution, revolution, revelations, and higher consciousness. And there's a matriculation of the matrix going on now, and it each to their own soul contract. Some will, some won't, so what, you know, next, you know, some will get it and some won't. That there's this drama right now is basically the whole conscious evolution process, so the ascension process, is dramatically in effect right now, and many people are waking up and ascending to higher levels from 3D to 4D to 5D, mm-hmm. and some beyond. But mm-hmm. this drama right now has kind of reached a critical mass. Mm-hmm. When it has reached a critical mass, and what that means is that a lot of people that were sleepers that you know are waking up, mm-hmm. And some of them are waking up to eternal contempt, and some are waking up to eternal salvation. The eternal contempt is that some people are waking up of how they have basically, with you know, karmically, you know, abused their you know the light that mm-hmm. was given them in previous embodiments, and they're realizing that they've got to either they're facing, so to speak, their own judgment, that they either fulfill greater service to balance that karma, you know, service to others, or, and again, this is, they're waking up to this eternal contempt. If they have contempt for the light, if they have contempt, they can engage in anger and riptides of negative energy and make more karma. Mm. And some people are doing that, and they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Is that kind of why half the world is at war, and we're also at war with the world itself?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a manifestation on the outer of what's going on the inner, because this dynamic, it's matter of fact, it's, you might say what Trump just did was kind of a perfect expression of that, in the sense that he didn't really, you know, it was a token thing that he did. Some people, you know, there are different levels of how you can say why Trump did that, and I've seen some really this last week. After this happened, you know, you can it's like I put the finger on the pulse of the collective conscience. The best writers and authors and people that are enlightened about what's really going on, their articles and videos and watching what's going on. There are different ways you can interpret what's going on, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to say exactly what it was. There's the high end of it that it was basically that this was part of the drama to act out what all the neocons around him in both the Democrat and the Republican Party wanted to see, you know, Russia taken to task, you know, Russia, because all you hear is, you know, Russia's the enemy, create an enemy that we can go to war, World War III with, because, mm-hmm. because, and this is the big because, that the media will never report, and very few talk show hosts talk about this. The big because of all this is because global economic reset's moving ahead, and China and Russia have just dumped the U.S. dollar.
Uh-huh.
And they're going on a gold. They're going on a gold standard with the BRICS nations, and all the BRICS nations, which is most of the people of the world, and then the largest companies like China and India and Brazil and much of Europe are BRICS nations that have aligned with it. So the West is being isolated. So they're acting out. They're losing control, and the neocons are going crazy. They're flipping, going crazy. You know, the corporatocracy, deep state, neocons, and these
because they could lose their grip. They don't have the grip of control.
Well, they've lost their grip on the reality of a global village, the instant everywhere interactive global village. And to the extent that they act out, they shoot themselves in the foot time and time and again. But they're just acting out because their love of power is greater than the power of love.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting to me is I know they have this love of power, and they do some really nasty things like poisoning the planet and letting that happen and so on. What happens if it all ends? Does the Earth blow up into smithereens and then we're all lost, or does it... Do they gain because they've got some kind of special mission?
That's the way the dark side looks at it, that either you basically kowtow to what we're going to do, or we're going to create World War III. And of course, they're trying to do it. They're basically saying either the global people worldwide, you know, all the nations of the world, kowtow to the military-industrial complex, or we're just going to push this World War III until we have World War III and start. In other words, the fear.
So what do we do? Love them and bless them and love them? What do we do? What do we do to activate?
Well, realize, number one, that it's all in divine order.
Okay.
And that part of the divine order is, call it God, call it love, call it geometrically ordered divinity, or call it the, you know, heart coherence. You know, the power of love is, again, that Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit power is the blue. Love is the pink. The blue and the pink make violet. So the reality is that's what's real. God love is real. And the gathering of the tribes of Israel, the gathering of the tribes of Israel is what's going on with social networks, social conscience and our social networks worldwide. It has happened for billions of people already, where people are beginning to identify with us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. There's no time or space now. It's been eliminated. We're in a global village. Enlightened conscience will say, well, we're the family of mankind in a global village. That's the unity consciousness. That's what's emerging. Well, that's already happened for billions of people on Earth. Not necessarily all the time as their prevailing awareness, but this is what the Internet has done. It's basically primed the pump. You know, that, you know, this instant everywhere interactive reality. Well, the high end of that is, you know, the power of love. And of course, as the host of Cosmic Love on my radio show and in my blog, I'm always talking about what that looks like, how that works, where that's going, and how that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness as part of basically the divine destiny of America, which is the code word for America is, and it's an anagram, you know, the letters are scrambled. For I am race, if you scramble the words, the letters of America, it's the I am race, and it's the tribe of Israel. What is real in God, love, worldwide? Now, that's a lot of cosmic code, but this is the understanding of, you know, where we're at and where we're going as a global village, and there's all these dark side, deep state stuff that's now being transmuted, you know, and it's on the surface.
Okay, so before we end, because I know we're almost done here, what about food? What about medical stuff? Is that stuff emerging at a rate that can actually... And we got all these people dying in wars and famines. How can we neutralize
that? And chemtrails and all that.
Vaccinations, so,
vaccinations. So each to their own holistic health. I've developed over the years, this is over the 37 years, that I've developed four holistic health centers.
Okay.
One of them is online now, you know, called Ultramedics.
Ultramedics
Services.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ultramedics. Of course, I have links to that on my website at heartcom.org, which is where my blog is. The HeartCom Network is at heartcom.org, and Ultramedics, I have links. And I've been in the trenches. You know, I was into healing incurable diseases for years, and I had to move my clinic. I had, you know, four children. My family had to move it because, you know, you start healing incurable diseases, they'll just come after you.
Right.
It doesn't matter what kind of degree you have. And of course, I got into ultramolecular energy medicine, you know, with electrodiagnostics, you know, which is an advanced form of you know, the German system of electroacupuncture, you know, EAV. And the more advanced forms of that with quantum medicine, I'm working with the Trinfinity 8 now, and I have that on my website at Ultramedics.
I saw that. That's wonderful, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Trinfinity 8.
And they're not
8,
chasing you down on that one, huh?
Well, you know, I'm keeping a, so to speak, a low profile. I'm not making medical claims, and I actually provide that service free when people order the Swedish pollen extract, which is nutraceutical grade royal jelly, and the Prescriptasys, which is the most advanced soil-based organism probiotic on the planet. It gets results like no other probiotic, and the two of them together jumpstart the immune system in a phenomenal way. And so I'm encouraging people to take those two to the extent that I'm providing the Trinfinity 8 treatment, you know, remotely, which is usually $65. I'm doing that for free.
Wow.
Because the three of them together, working on the energetic level plus the physical level, you know, they're saying that 70 to 80% of the immune system is the microbiome in the gut, which is what the SBO, soil-based organisms, do, like nothing else. And the Swedish pollen extract, they're using that in drip. You know, we're talking about one of the big pharma companies in America is using that in drip IVs for immunotherapy worldwide for the cancer industry. Of course, they use it on the back end. You know, after they wipe out your immune system with chemo and radiation, they use a natural ingredient in drip IV, you know, to bring back the immune system. Well, you can take this stuff orally. You know, I went to Sweden and I got the rights to this product back in 1987, and I've been brokering it into U.S. companies since then. And a big pharma company bought it out. In the meantime, they use it for drip IVs, but I still was grandfathered in with my rights to distribute it where you can take it orally. I mean, this was one of the biggest products in Europe for the last three decades, you know, as a prophylactic for flu or for colds, you know, to prevent, you know, to build the immune system during the winter time, or for prostatitis, urethritis, you know, urinary tract infections. Of course, I don't market it for infections. I don't market it for, you know, for cancer or anything like that. I just market it for build your immune system.
Right.
You know,
that's perfect.
You know, it's legal. You know, well, it keeps you off the radar. You know, what should be legal is just tell the truth about what this product is and how it's, you know, it's the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair of on a cellular metabolic, you know,
and we need to keep it in
basis.
Our arsenal. You know what, Christopher, this has been so darn fascinating, and we're out of time. Are you willing to come back on at some point?
Oh, yeah. It's been great. I've enjoyed this.
I have enjoyed it thoroughly, but I also feel absolutely filled with information, and I will go through more of the detail of your website, which is Christopher. What is your website again?
It's HeartCom, HEARTCOM, one word, HeartCom.org.
Okay. You're wonderful to come on at the last minute, and I'm so grateful for your time with us. Thank you much, Christopher.
It's been my pleasure. We'll do this again.
Love that. Love is the word. Love that. Thank
love
you.
Love is the word. Always love.
Yes. We'll catch you again. Thanks listening,
so
everyone. I hope you got a lot out of this. I sure did. Thank you.